Welcome to Murders and Monsters Patreon. Before we begin today, a brief warning. Contents may be disturbing, language may be explicit and inappropriate for young listeners, so listener discretion is advised. Let me explain to y'all why.
Hey guys.
Hey, I'm Marie.
I'm Shelby.
Okay, let me explain to y'all why we are like rolling right now. So today we were talking about emojis and abbreviations and stuff like that on our Patreon, and Shelby was like, oh, my 10-year high school. She was telling me how long she'd had Snapchat, first off.
I've had Snapchat like, since 2014, which was the same year that I graduated high school.
Bitch, I've had it for 2 years, but whatever. Mind you, I'm 51. Shelby, how old are you?
I'll be 27 next month.
Okay. So. And she was like, whenever we were talking about that, she goes, well, my 10-year high school reunion. I was like, bitch, I'm 51. I graduated in 1999. What were you, like 5? She said, what did you say, Shelby?
I was born in 96.
So she was 3. Yeah. Oh. So there's that. That's why we were both rolling. I was like, no, we got to get this on our fucking Patreon.
It just happens like that. I mean, they always tell you, like, when you're growing up and everything, like, you know, oh, you'll miss the days of school and you'll miss high school and everything. I don't really miss high school. I hated high school. I hated every minute of it. About the only thing that I miss from it is just the fact that I didn't have bills.
Right.
I mean, that's only thing I miss.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Okay. So the older you get, the faster the time goes. I mean,
and
that's an actuality.
That's the reality that just hit me. I was like, oh my God, next year I would have graduated 10 years ago. And that's just crazy to me.
I know. So along those lines today on our Patreon, I think what we're going to start talking about, and the reason that all this came up originally was because I just want to talk about some, like, okay, so everybody nowadays do, whenever you get a message or something like that, everybody's like, they all got these cute emojis or they got these abbreviations like WTF, you know, or whatever kind of emojis they have.
Let me just comment real quick.
No, go ahead.
Let me just comment. Go to abbreviations. I want you to know, I have seen STG for like, I don't, the past few years or so. I don't even know how long. I've been seeing that everywhere. Right. So like, what's, I was sitting here, and every time I see it on Facebook or TikTok or any form of social media, I'm just like, what does that mean? Like STG. And I'll start saying things, you know.
Oh, I know what it is.
Swear to God.
Yes. Okay. So it just came to me.
Yeah. I had no idea. Like, I just figured that out. Like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Doug and I were looking at something online and he was like, do you know what this means? And I was like, STG. And I start running through things in my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I had to Google it. I was like, what does this mean?
Right. That's what I'm saying. And so I get these, it's my daughter, she's 30. She's like a little bit older than you or whatever, but mm-hmm. she sends me these messages and stuff all the time. And she's not so much an emoji person, but she is an abbreviation person. So she's taught me a lot as far as that's concerned. But so I pulled up this emoji guide. Let's just start with the emojis, then we'll go to the abbreviations or whatever. So when Shelby and I first started Snapchatting and stuff like that, she has Shelby Lynn and then this little emoji behind it. And I was like, what exactly does an avocado mean? Because it's just a little avocado emoji behind it. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So today, listeners, let me tell you what it means. So on the first page that I printed out of the emoji guide, by the way, it has on there the little avocado. And the avocado means basic or derogatory. I was like, this is a basic bitch. What is this from your previous life, Shelby? What is happening?
Just for the record, I had absolutely no idea that was what that meant. I just found that out.
And she just likes avocados. She just likes avocados.
I was like, this is a cute emoji. I was like, I love avocados. I did whenever I made my Snapchat or changed my name with that or whatever. I was going through like a phase, because I just go through phases where like I just obsess over certain foods, and I was just obsessed with avocados, eating it on sandwiches and guacamole and stuff. So I was like, oh, this is cute.
Little did we know.
I can't believe
we, little
yeah.
did we know. I
didn't
swear.
Know that there was an actual meaning behind this.
Look, I know. Do you know what the eggplant means?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, okay. I didn't. Listen. I did not know what that meant. I didn't know it meant a dick pic. I didn't know. I didn't fucking know.
I didn't know that at first. I didn't know that that's what that meant. I remember long, long, long time ago. God, I was probably in my earlier 20s, 21, 22, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an eggplant like text or something. And I didn't know what that meant, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what are you talking about, you know? And I didn't know what it meant until they put the eggplant with like the water splashes behind it, and I
oh
was
my
like,
god, okay, I found out
nasty.
Today I was today years old when I found out what the fuck that meant.
Yeah,
god almighty y'all.
Or
I'm
like
so damn old.
So the peaches,
that's the butt, right?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
butt cheeks or whatever,
right? And let's see. I'm actually looking at emojis in my phone right now.
Look, okay, so here it is. That's what I was looking for. The water splashes means orgasm.
Yeah.
Or ejaculation. I was like, the fuck are we? What is happening? What is happening? Are we? What? Oh my god.
People are so creative.
I mean, are they not? Yes, I am. Look, okay, so the first one on my list is the little bullfrog face. Girl, I love frogs. And I thought that, oh, that's so cute. Do you know what it means?
No, what?
You ugly. It means you / they are ugly. That's what the frog means. Frogs are fucking cute. What the hell is happening?
I didn't know that.
Same, girl.
But I don't really use
Jesus
emojis.
Fucking Christ.
I use like smiley emojis or like heart. I mean, like I use the basic emojis. Right. I don't use the other little things here and there. But
I was stunned at some of these.
I would
I
just
swear.
Say you're ugly. That, I mean, looks ugly or whatever.
But the frog emoji, out of all the emojis y'all could have picked for somebody saying you ugly, you picked the frog? Really?
I know the one I always thought was cute was the monkeys, the with the different hand motions or whatever, or they're covering either their eyes or the mouth or something like that.
Here, and speak no evil, see no evil.
Yeah.
But I don't even have those on here. Those are cute. I don't even have none of that shit on here.
But people usually use those like for example, like if I say something like I have a surprise for you or something, I do the little the one with the hide
monkey,
eyes
hiding
or something.
His eyes. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, stuff like that, you know.
That's cute. See?
Yeah, you know, yeah, that makes sense.
Right. The ones I got on this list, they ain't cute. Okay. So there's one right here. It's a snowflake. You want to guess what that means? An overly sensitive person or someone who is easily offended. Oh, you're a snowflake.
I honestly, if you want my opinion, and
absolutely,
for the absolute record, I don't mean this in any kind of disrespectful way at all.
Of course.
But I thought that it was like calling somebody like a snow bunny kind of thing.
Girl. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Not to offend anybody, please. Right. All you snowflakes, don't get mad.
Right.
But a snow bunny to an African-American person, usually a male, means a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Look at that snow bunny. You know,
yeah.
Whatever.
That's how I've always heard it used. Yeah.
Right. And that's how I've always heard it used. And I have heard people talk about snowflakes, people who are easily offended and stuff like that. Didn't know it was an emoji, but here we are. Okay, so this one is, I don't understand this one. This one is the cute little, like, ducky, maybe chicky thing in the half shell. It's a little picture.
Yeah.
It's a little picture. Okay. Do you know what it means?
Uh-uh.
I don't care what you think. How in the fuck does that even correlate? I don't understand how that
there's
correlates.
There's literally emoji that has like the woman or the man or whatever holding their arms up like, I don't care. Like you type in I don't care in the search bar on the emojis and it said that's what comes up. But that doesn't make sense.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Like some people, like if you ever watch TikTok, and I get like on the I get on this thing, and if I like a video, then that's all I start to see are people related to that video.
Yeah, it's your algorithm.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So somehow I get down these like black holes of the weird side of TikTok.
Same.
I see like all these kids. Okay, listen, when I was growing up, we had You're a Jerk. We had Soulja Boy. We had Teach Me How to Dougie. We had, I mean, like just dances and, you know, the Stanky Leg, you know, and they're starting to come back with all these songs, right?
No, I don't know, but okay.
Yeah. You never heard any of those?
No, I've heard of some of them, but that was not my time, baby. I was 30. No,
I know. Well, I know that, but I'm just saying if you remember those dances when they came out, I remember they're doing that at like my school dances and stuff, but like they're starting to come back on my, TikTok with that song, and I'm like, or it's remixed or revamped or something, you know, maybe sped up a little bit, you know, and I'll be like, I don't remember that song, you know, like I start hearing it or whatever, I'm like, huh, and then they're doing some kind of weird like motion and arm movement, I'm like, what in the same hell are y'all doing? Like, that is not what that is, but they
this
just
is not
with,
the Dougie people.
Yeah, like they are just doing something so incredibly different, like I don't know what has happened, but I feel like that's the same thing with the emojis. Like when the emojis first started coming out and starting to get more popular, you had just your basic smiley faces, heart laughing, you know, just whatever, you know, and now you have all these like random, you got, I have a middle finger on mine.
Same. Me too.
You know? Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, yep, this is just some weird stuff.
So, okay. Let me see. Let's pick me another one. Okay. Here's one. It's the skull face, and then there's a little steak emoji beside it. Skull face and a steak emoji. Do you know what that means?
No. I have no
dead
clue.
Dead meat.
You're dead meat.
I mean, could you be more basic? What the fuck is happening right now? I swear to God. I swear to God, I don't understand these people. I don't understand.
So, hold on. Wait a second.
Okay.
How many conversations are people having
to where you have to have these emojis together?
You're dead meat.
The hell? What? Good Lord. Oh my God.
Ooh.
So, all right. We were talking about the peach thing earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's one on here that has, I am going to show this to you, and we are going to do YouTube eventually, and you guys will be able to see this. At some point in time, because I'm going to save this. I swear to God I am. Can you see this emoji right here where my finger is? It's a peach and a little truck behind it. Do you see that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That means buttocks. I don't.
The truck? Oh, the dump truck. Dump truck.
You just explained it to me.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I was going to say, too, the for Tatas, people use cherries.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, there it is right there. Got it.
I have seen that because the thing now is people getting their nipples pierced. That has been like the biggest thing lately.
Okay.
And so the way that I found out what cherries meant was I saw it, I think it was actually on a TikTok. And the girl had said something about to get my, and it had the emoji of the cherries pierced. And I was like, what does that mean?
what part of the bodies do those represent? Exactly.
And I had to go through the comments. The comments section will explain a lot of stuff.
Girl, that's the way I found out the majority of the shit that I know. I swear to God, I'll go through the comments and be like, somebody gonna tell me something.
Right. Somebody's gonna spill it at some point.
Right.
Even if you gotta scroll a little bit to find it. Because
and if they don't, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, I know. You have to be like me and start, you know, Googling what STG.
Right. So with that being said, let's go to some of the abbreviations. Let's go to some of the abbreviations. Because that's a really big thing right now. So, let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. Okay. IDGAF.
Oh, I know what that means. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand this one. IAYM. And this has got to be a sexual thing.
IAYM.
Yeah.
I am your mother.
How about I'm your master?
Ugh.
Is this some BDSM shit?
It's gotta be.
Because that's exactly what I had to add. Okay. And how about the 182? Do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
I ate too. It's I hate you. Why you got it? What? What's happening? I ate you. I hate you. Y'all, just
spell
if you
it.
Gotta type that out, if you gotta type that out in I ate you, first of all, in my time, that's not what that meant. But I mean, I'm just saying.
If I got a text message right now that said that, I would be like, what language are you speaking? Because that doesn't make
sense. What exactly is your meaning behind this? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah. Now, see, I learned a long time ago that there were just some words that people were misspelling horribly, that are abbreviating horribly, that just didn't, none of it made sense. So I was like, from here on out, I'm going to start like typing out all the words, unless it's like LOL or, you know, something like that, something
right.
That everybody knows what it means. But
right.
I don't, the abbreviations for me, just, I want to make sure you know what it is I'm talking about.
Right. And I don't understand. Are we not speaking the English language anymore? Is that too much for everybody? What the hell is happening?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I wonder the same thing. Like, what? I don't think we're from the same area.
I mean, the same universe?
I speak cornbread in English. So.
I love that. I speak cornbread. You damn right. Good Lord. Okay, so it's like LSR. You're missing two letters to type out the whole word, which means loser. LSR. You're missing the O and the E.
And the E.
Was it too much for you?
You might as well have just done the, what's the Smash Mouth song? She put her finger in her thumb.
might as well just done Good that. Lord. Good night. I don't understand. And then they get really explicit. And I'm telling you right now, this must be like some BDSM, some like porn sites or something like this, because they've got a lot of stuff on here that's really explicit. And
y'all just some nasty people.
Y'all some nasties. You are, I swear. Because, okay, so CU46. Those are the word that CU 4,
like 4,
6, like 4 the number and 6 the number. CU46.
C for sex?
Yes.
If somebody had the nerve, I'm married now, but if somebody had the nerve to say that to me,
girl,
I would be like, blocked.
I mean,
get off
my
phone.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Definitely ain't the type of men that, you know, they had back in like the 50s.
People, period.
They don't even take women out on dates anymore. They don't do anything. They say stuff like "see you for sex six." That's so.
See you for six. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. And I guess that's a lot of ways that, and not to bring anything morbid into this, but to bring a little bit of morbidity into it. I guess that's a lot of the ways that some of these predators are able to talk to these younger kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To lure them in.
Unfortunately.
Because there's one. Oh, shit. Where is it at? Parents. Something about the parents. Shit. Okay. So CD9. That means parents are nearby. And then. Right. And then, okay. And then 9-9, parents are gone. Why the fuck do you need to know these? Why do you need to know these? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Right. I mean, obviously you're not doing something you're supposed to be doing.
And at this point, it's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It is so crazy to me.
That's got to be a more, because those are abbreviations I never heard of. But, the last couple of years, sex trafficking has been so huge and stuff.
It has.
So.
Exactly. D-U-M.
D-U-M?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you want to keep going down this fucking dark-ass rabbit hole with me? Please do. D-U-M. Do you masturbate? What? Okay.
Okay.
It's not okay. funny, but I just wasn't expecting it to go there.
It is just so shocking to me. Like, and that's a lot of why I wanted to bring it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
because you just, fuck me.
There's some videos that Doug's been showing me lately that's been popping up on his TikTok, and I forgot what they call themselves, but they're like, people that have been disguising themselves as like 14 or 13 year old girls or boys or whatever
on the internet. You know? Oh, I follow those too.
Well, it's just to catch, actual people.
Catch predators. Yeah. Yes,
they call themselves like pedo something. I think they're out of Colorado or somewhere, you know, yeah. But they make the people that they catch in this act, once they get them like to meet or whatever,
they make them admit it.
That right, you know, I've and it's just them. So sick because like
it is.
You would think, I guess, with all the technology and how much we've been pouring out to kids and stuff for the years, that it wouldn't be as popular. But you just never really know. I mean, because
you don't
even those older people that are going after these young kids and stuff, mm-hmm. they can't even say that they're 25 or, you know, younger or whatever, you know, and before they actually meet them and stuff, you know, it's just sick.
And then, and that's the scary part. I think every single parent should have these lists mm-hmm. on their refrigerator or in their possession or whatever, because you don't know. And I mean, parental controls on computers and telephones and stuff like that, please use them. Use mm-hmm. them 100%, because you just never know. Your children are so influential in their like prepubescent puberty years. Like mm-hmm. I don't even know now, because it's so much younger than it used to be, from like 9 or 10 to 14 or 15 or something like that, when mm-hmm. they're so malleable, whenever people are so able to influence them in ways that you wouldn't even begin to understand.
Right. We've actually kind of talked to the girls a little bit, and they're not allowed to watch YouTube anymore, because they go down mm-hmm. like rabbit holes. And there's honestly, like, you think YouTube is fine for like, you know, songs here and there, or like they have little kid videos and stuff, learning videos, whatever. But they go on these weird rabbit holes of just watching one video, and then it starts playing through and everything. And it's just some weird stuff. And I mean, mm-hmm. stuff that they don't even need to be watching, talking about death and everything else, you know. It's just crazy. And they're kids shows. Like, I mean, they portray it as kids shows, but they talk mm-hmm. about grown up stuff, you know. And yeah, we told them, get off YouTube, like, stay off of there.
So, and just as a general reminder, how old are your babies?
10, 8, and 4.
So especially the 8-year-old and the 10-year-old, they're at the prime age,
mm-hmm.
right? To be influenced, to be influenced by the things that they see.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, parents can't be diligent enough. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because you just never know. You just never know who's sliding into their DMs or who's watching what they watch. An innocent post or an innocent watch or anything. And technology is insane these days, especially for young children, because they're so easily influenced. They can get, like you said, caught in a rabbit hole and just watch all kind of things. And it does, whether or not anybody wants to admit it or not, it does influence their mind. It absolutely does. And it sticks with them, because children are sponges.
Yeah.
They just soak up everything.
At that age, you know, they're in that learning stage, right?
Right.
So like,
right.
And, you know, like they watch us, or they watch other adults and everything, you know, they watch their behaviors, what they do and everything. And, you know, it doesn't really sink in right then, you know, but as they grow older, they'll start to remember certain things, you know?
Right.
So it's just I don't know. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. And I'm going to give you another example. Stop. So this one, sexual references. Okay. And this is the last page we're going to talk about. Yes, they do. And I got this off the internet. I was looking up abbreviations, and I was looking up emojis. You can get this on any site that you want. I pulled it up and printed it out on my computer this afternoon, just randomly thinking maybe we could talk about it a little bit. We're just going to talk about a few more, and then we're going to end this, our first Patreon. But let me just tell you a little bit about how serious these things are because people don't really think about it. All right. Let's see. MOS. You want to take a guess?
MOS.
Now, remember, this is sexual references. So, MOS. For a young child.
I have no clue.
Mom over shoulder. Letting them know that their mom is there watching what's going on or reading the messages or whatever. So they're able to warn the person on the other end, whether it be a sexual predator or a boyfriend or a friend, quote unquote. If you can, I know you can't see me right now, but I'm doing the rabbit ears, quote unquote, mom over shoulder, right?
Mm.
All right. So PAW or PRW, it's PAW/PRW. Both of those are used. The meaning for that one is parents are watching. Right. Some of these got really deep, really dark. And I wanted to try to give awareness to some of these parents out there because human trafficking is such a huge thing right now that you just never know. These people can make your babies believe anything they want them to believe.
Right.
And it's sad, but true. I don't care how much of a helicopter parent that you are. You can never be never be due diligent enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And another thing I'll comment on too is like a lot of like TV shows or books or videos or anything, a lot of times the only way that these sexual predators can find themselves getting a hold of or getting that close with a child is mm-hmm. usually because they're somewhere close within the family, close friend, someone in the family. And that's really sad to say, but that's how they get those children to trust them. So it's just the sad part.
Absolutely. And you should always teach your child. I know that back in the day, there was this thing about, give Uncle so-and-so a hug or, let Aunt so-and-so kiss you on the cheek or whatever. Let your children have boundaries within mm-hmm. reason. I mean, your family is your family. If I walk up to your little girls or whatnot and I give them a little hug, I'm not fitting to wrap them up, kiss them on the cheek, stuff like that, because I just don't feel like I don't want to invade their space.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know me well enough. And even if they did know me well enough, I still wouldn't invade their space that way, just for the simple fact of it may make them uncomfortable. And if it makes them uncomfortable, I absolutely 100% would never do anything to make those girls uncomfortable.
Right. You and that goes for any children.
What's the youngest girl's name?
Naomi.
Naomi. That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't remember. But I asked her when I was doing your photography at the wedding, I asked her, I was like, is it okay if I take a picture of you, baby? She said, no. I was like, okay, no. And I 100%, no, but I 100% respected that. And I was like, okay, baby, it's no problem. And I didn't, because I would never want to make her feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
But she was also nervous and everything else too. I mean, she was supposed to be the flower girl. And she didn't even dump any flowers, bless her heart. She was just so nervous.
But she was very nervous. And I would never want to do anything to exacerbate that nervousness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, so that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And when she got ready, she looked at me and she said, you can take a picture if you want. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet baby. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture of her because she was okay with it. But it's things like that. Don't force your children.
It's important.
It is. It's important to respect their boundaries. Don't force your children to hug somebody or to sit on somebody's lap or anything like that. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, as we have learned over the years, predators are everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm not trying to say I don't think me and Shelby together are not trying to say suspect Uncle Bob or look at Aunt Mary, not to use your mom's name, but look, don't look at Aunt Sheila and
what
think,
is my mom doing?
Right? Jesus Christ.
But no, it's more so just to be aware, because you honestly just, you never know.
You never
and know. A lot of times that those people that get a hold of the children and they make those children trust them or whatever is because they're allowed to be so close to them in some way, form, or fashion.
And the children are made to feel like they're doing something wrong if they don't hug or kiss on the cheek or whatever. And mm-hmm. that is not okay. It's just not okay. There's a lot of things that I feel like we're not doing right these days. But there's also a lot of things that I am glad that have come to the forefront as far as those kind of things are concerned.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay, so let's do a couple more and then we got to go.
Yeah.
All right, so R-U-H. Remember, it's a sexual abbreviation. Are you horny? Clue.
No.
I wish you guys could see Shelby's face right now. She's like, her fucking jaw dropped. She's like,
oh my gosh.
Right? All right, one more. Well, let's see. Two. We're going to do two more. All right. TDTM. TDTM, sexual reference.
Mm-mm.
Talk dirty to me. Wow. Okay.
Suddenly everything got. I have no words. Like,
oh, here's a good one. I'm just going to say it because it's like so like spelled out. Sugar pick.
Sugar pick.
Sugar pick. That is an explicit nude photograph. Send me a sugar pick.
I didn't know they called him that.
I know. And this has got to be like children referenced, right? I mean,
it's
got to
be because, I mean, I remember like whenever I was still growing up and learning about like what these stuffs mean, whatnot. But it used to be pick. I think it was P4P, which was like pick for pick. So they wanted you to send you a dirty pick, and then they want one back or something in return. You know,
right?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
People are nasty.
So we're going to do one more and then we're going to wrap it up tonight, guys. DTF. I know you know that.
Down to
fish.
Fuck.
Yep. Down to fuck. And it says it denotes willingness to have sex or go along with a suggested plan.
Wow.
And I'm going to leave that right there because that right there tells you everything you know about the person that's using this. And it's just sad. It really is. I didn't mean to get deep tonight. I really thought that it was going to be more of a light situation. But guys, just make sure that you are watching your kids' social media, phones.
Yeah, because like you never know all these weird things that's coming out now. I mean, obviously we have no idea. I didn't even know what an avocado meant. So you never know what meaning is behind what. You know, the emoji, the abbreviation, anything.
I didn't know you were a basic bitch, baby.
Apparently. I mean.
But yeah. So I wanted to keep it lighthearted, but I did also want to add a little bit of levity to this kind of situation because here's the thing. Keep your head on the swivel. Watch these babies because you never know what predators are out there and they're trying to get up in their DMs or they're trying to get up, even in games and stuff like that. I mean, predators are everywhere, so just keep an eye out.
Yep.
But sure. Shelby and I want to thank y'all for coming on to our first Patreon episode.
Whoop, whoop.
I will put out the information. I am working on it as we speak. We do have a new merch designer. Her name is Barbara Murphy, and she is my cousin-in-law, but she's my cousin by love, so it don't matter. But she's doing a lot of work for us as far as our merch and stuff like that. So I want to give her a shout out. We will do it on our regular episodes as well. But we just want to say thank you so much, guys, for coming and being with us. And we're going to do some more just like off the cuff kind of stuff. And sometimes it may just be me and Shelby talking about shit we're interested in or something like
that. Yeah.
But the whole emoji and abbreviations and stuff like that. It's always interested me because, you know, like I said, I'm 51 years old and I don't fucking understand it.
To me either.
So it was
and
a little bit.
I'm almost 30 and I still don't understand half of it. So
we just thought we'd give y'all a heads up and everything. But we love you guys. Thanks for supporting us. And Shelby, you ready?
I'm ready.
Monsters do exist.
Don't be a victim.
Bye, guys.